only thing truckers are interested in is how fast their trucks will go and how far their CBs will reach.
Well, hello, big riggers. Thanks for joining me, Jim Campbell, as we talk all things trucking. Please forgive and bear with me for going a little off script today. It seemed like all day today I was pretty much preoccupied as I let my mind take a slow and steady stroll down memory lane. My sister Mary passed away last June, and today is her heavenly birthday. She would have been 63 years old today. There were five of us kids growing up, with me being the oldest, then my sister Mary, then my brother Tracy. There's about a year and a half gap between myself and sister Mary, and my sister Mary to my brother Tracy. So the three of us grew up pretty tight and close-knit, and did everything together. We have a younger brother and sister that came along later. Johnny's 8 years younger than me. My sister Trina's 10 years younger than me. But growing up, it was myself, Mary, and Tracy that did everything together because of the closeness in age. Anyway, we didn't have much growing up, as kids, because our father skipped out, left my mom, to raise us kids on her own until she remarried when I was about 11 or 12 years old. I consider my stepdad as my real father. He's a hell of a man. So anyway, today was definitely a day of reflection for me, remembering my sister Mary and what a sweet, caring person she was. As fate would have it, her husband skipped out on her, leaving her with two young daughters to raise. Mary worked as a beautician to make ends meet, and she raised those two girls with love. They wanted for nothing. Then she started her own beauty salon, which she ran for years. And once her daughters were old enough to be out on their own, and then she ended up going to college at Penn State, got her own degree in social services. And she was a go-getter. Shortly thereafter, my sister Mary started having medical issues. She got sugar, which brought on glaucoma and caused her to go partially blind. Over the final few years of her life, she was in and out of the hospital for this or for that, immunity problems. After all those medical problems, finally a doctor told her that she had undiagnosed Addison's disease, which is likely what started the whole shebang of problems that she was having from the outset. So if they had discovered that from the word go, who knows? Every book has a beginning and every book has an end. So does the book of life. We're each given our very own book of life, and it's up to us to fill each page and to write our own chapters. We just don't know when the last page is going to be. For that reason, we have to live each day as if it's our last. Let those that you love know how you feel. Hopefully none of you out there have had the experience loss of a loved one as of yet or any time in the future. Anyway, two people were killed and the third was severely injured from the same vehicle and flown to the emergency room with life-threatening injuries when a 350,000-pound oversized load fell off its trailer and landed on top of their car. Temple, Texas Fire and Rescue responded to the accident on State Highway 36, just west of Highway 317. Upon arrival, crews found an oversized load had come off its trailer and had pinned that vehicle underneath. The department said it took over 4 hours to remove the injured driver from the vehicle, who was then airlifted to the nearby hospital with life-threatening injuries. Temple, Texas is located about 67 miles north of Austin, Texas. This catastrophic event has prompted an ongoing investigation by local authorities who are urging anyone with information about what could have occurred or what did occur and how the load could have become detached to come forward with any and all information. Check out this report.
Tonight in Temple, where the cleanup continues following a deadly crash on Saturday involving a trailer carrying an oversized load that left two people dead and sent one to the hospital with serious injuries.
Here's an idea of where it happened, near the intersection of Highway 36 and Highway 317, which is near the John Miller Central Texas Regional Airport.
We're learning tonight that the car involved in that deadly crash was not a part of the trailer's transport team.
News 10's Alex Fulton joins us from the scene. Alex, how are cleanup efforts going?
Lauren and Gordon, it's been over 48 hours since Highway 36 closed due to a fatal trailer crash. And according to Drive Texas, the highway won't be open until midnight tonight. Less than an hour before this 217-foot-long trailer crashed, Alan Wagner captured this video from his business on East Adams.
I did think to myself that the hinge points looked pretty weak compared to the rest of the apparatus.
At the time, Wagner was doing some work in his office, which faces the street.
It was pretty challenging, you know, to know that I filmed that vehicle passing here, and what, not even half an hour later, it killed someone, two people.
According to Temple Police, the trailer's 350,000-pound load came off and pinned a car underneath on Saturday. The trailer was carrying a distillation column, which is used in the refinery process of oil and gas. Two people inside the car died, and a third was transported to the hospital with life-threatening injuries.
I just thought it was neat and cool to witness the machinery, but after the fact, and knowing that it killed people after the fact of seeing it, it's heartbreaking.
Kristen Malsby saw the trailer before the accident too.
I was counting my blessings that it wasn't me, and that I was able to get off the highway, and that I took a different route to get to this business that day.
She says her heart goes out to the family now without their loved ones.
Nobody deserves to have to lose a family member in such a horrific and tragic way.
Temple Fire told us the trailer came from the Houston area and was headed somewhere out west. Anyone with information on this case should reach out to Temple Police or Bell County Crime Stoppers. In Temple, Alex Fulton, KWTX News 10.
You know, hauling oversized loads is serious business, and it presents unique challenges and increased risk that are different than normal sized loads. Oversized loads usually exceed standard legal dimensions and heights, and almost always require special permits and are subject to specific route regulations to ensure road safety. The transportation of oversized loads usually involves the movement of heavy machinery, large industrial components, or construction equipment that cannot be easily broke down into smaller sizes. You know, there are significant dangers associated with transporting oversized loads. Their sheer size can compromise a truck's stability, make it more susceptible to losing control or tipping over, especially in adverse weather conditions or on curved roads. An added problem is that oversized loads can obstruct the view of other drivers on the road, which could lead to dangerous situations on the open road as well. The proper securing of oversized loads is critical and cannot be stressed enough. If a load isn't secured correctly, it could easily shift or cause a complete detachment of the load, which may be just what caused this, you know, latest incident in Temple, Texas. To mitigate these risks, specialized training for drivers is a must. And it goes without saying that having an experienced driver in that escort vehicle is also a must. Escort vehicles help navigate and manage traffic flow around that oversized load, which hopefully will ensure safe transit, you know, of the load on the road. The rules and regulations governing wide loads and oversized loads are strict, and for good reason. You know, the consequences of transporting loads that are too wide or too tall or too heavy can be severe, in the form of accidents or fines for truckers and those who share the roads with them. One of the most common accidents that occurs when it comes to oversized loads is when a truck is carrying a load that's too tall and strikes a bridge, or is trying to get under. These type of accidents can cause significant delays in traffic and dangerous driving situations, you know, including bridge collapses, road shutdowns, and accidents involving multiple vehicles. However, taking proper measurements of the load from the, you know, up to its highest point from the outset before you begin, and constantly checking the securement of the load itself and adhering to the route specified in the permit will greatly reduce these instances. So, all right, my friends, that's all for now. Be safe out there.
I can't hardly wait till I'm a trucker.